Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Lee here on WCCO with news as it happens here. The CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline's been busy with a lot of people. Our thanks to Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare for joining us a few moments ago, talking about what's new as of today. And then we're very anxious to hear from Doug Baker. Doug is, as many of you know, the chairman of the board and chief executive officer of Ecolab, and he was named that back a while back now, in 2004, the CEO, and then became chairman in 2006. Doug, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us here on CCO.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's great to be with you.
Doug, we've heard the name, obviously, Ecolab. I think most of us here know about it, but nationally people are hearing it more often because of what's going on. Let's talk, if we can, at the top here about what Ecolab does, but particularly with the current circumstances.
Well, we're a business that serves businesses, and our expertise is really around water, water safety, hygiene, antimicrobial products, et cetera. And we provide food safety, healthcare infection advice, water pathogen advice, et cetera. And we have been intimately involved, I would say, in past potential pandemics, H1N1, SARS, MERS, Ebola, et cetera, because of our expertise in what I would say public health through our food safety know-how broadly, and also our work in pharmaceuticals and healthcare environments, helping them provide safe environments for patients and or consumers.
So, Doug, as we look at what's happening here with this pandemic, tell us about what kind of demand you're seeing at Ecolab.
Well, in many ways, what we're seeing is really a divergence, if you will. You know, it's the best of times for a number of industries, not in the sense of just in the sense of demand, and it's a very difficult time for others. And so we serve the food service market as part of our food safety program, so fancy word for restaurants. And obviously, restaurants are going through an incredibly difficult time, as are hotels, cruise lines, and a number where demand is really just absolutely withering away. But simultaneously, you have a real shift in food consumption. And so food and beverage producers are having to shift production, have record demand as people are stocking up pantries. And you see food retailers, et cetera, working very hard to keep shelves stocked as everybody is trying to buy in advance of potential lockdown scenarios. So you've got a very, very divergent demand pattern. And then obviously across all sectors, anything with the word sanitizer on it is a triple or 10x demand profile. Hand sanitizers in particular, I mean, there's been a run at the bank, and basically the world is out of stock at this point in time.
Are you having challenges at Ecolab meeting demand? Because I was just talking with Dr. Hilden about, obviously, medical equipment, which we're all very concerned about, and certainly there is a high demand for that and a concern if there's enough. But what about the challenges you're seeing at Ecolab for demand?
Yeah, particularly in sanitizing categories. I mean, as I mentioned, we're seeing anywhere up from a 3X volume. So if we were selling 1,000, now it's 3,000, up to 15X for hand sanitizer. And obviously, nobody's really in a position where they can create production capacity 15 times what they were doing previously. We don't have a bunch of plants sitting empty waiting for magical demand to appear. But our team has done an amazing job. I mean, we're quickly now, we've already tripled production. We'll be at 5X shortly. And a number of other companies are doing similar things. So I believe ultimately we will all catch up to this demand. It's a question of really when. We are prioritizing healthcare environments and existing customers as we meet this increased demand, simply because they're serving the public, and the best way that we can help stop the spread of COVID is making sure that we are getting these products where the public can access them and utilize these in a way that will prevent them from getting the infection.
You know, the other part you have to be concerned about as a chairman of the board and the chief executive officer of the Ecolab is the safety of your own workers. And so how is that at Ecolab since you have such high demand?
Yeah, we've got people in very different environments. So certainly we have people who work out of offices, and we have now 95% of those folks working from home. The only people still in the facility are those who have to use the facility. So those in the laboratory, those in a couple of our testing labs, et cetera, continue to go to work. But the fact that we had everybody else go home makes that environment much safer for them and for the folks who are home. In plants, we have separated shifts, so there's no overlap in locker rooms. We're changing. We have created more physical separation so they can live by the 6-foot rule, which is real, by the way, and we want to make sure we can adhere. Where we don't have that, we provide everybody with a surgical or cloth mask so that we prevent infections moving from one person to another. And in the field, we're really using a lot of our remote monitoring, our new TeleServe capability. But where we have to go into an environment or an end unit, we'll do it. But then we follow a very rigorous safety protocol in all those instances too. If we don't keep the team safe, we aren't going to be able to meet our obligation to meet healthcare needs, food safety needs. We do the water for the power industry for over 25% of the electricity produced in the world. So we got to make sure we can keep the lights on as well and serve the power providers around the world. And we got to make sure our team is safe and able to do that work.
Doug, before I let you go, just one last thing, because you touched on it earlier and I want to get back to it. You had to prepare for pandemics before. You talk about H1N1 and other things that have happened along the way. So as I let you go, any guidance from you for our listeners on how they can help stay safe? As I know you mentioned the physical distancing rule. Anything else?
Yeah, I would just say I think we all have to understand our responsibility here. And the reason we need everybody to take protective measures is because when we get this bug, we pass it on to 2 to 3 people. And the best way that we can get through this is we got to snuff it out. And that basically means stop transmission from sick people to well people. And that takes personal responsibility. So the 6-foot rule, not aligning in groups, washing your hands a ridiculous amount of times every day, those are the smartest things that we can do to prevent ourselves from getting sick, which means we will then prevent 2 other people from getting sick. And I would just say if we all do that, we follow, I would say, Governor Waltz's stay at home and shelter at home edicts or rules, we are going to be much better off as a consequence. And we are really encouraging our team to be leaders in this way and to model the behavior.
Doug, we'll stay in touch during these kind of tenuous times, very anxiety ridden, certainly, as we know. But I appreciate your time here this morning. I know you're busy with everything happening at Ecolab, and we'll let you get back to work and getting things taken care of. Thanks for joining us here on CCO.
You're welcome. Thank you.
He is Doug Baker, the chairman of the board and chief executive officer of Ecolab here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Dave Lee here, WCCO Radio. Coming up in a few minutes, Steve will have the latest on the jobs report, and the market futures are not looking great as a result of what they're expecting today. He'll have that. That's coming out in just 3 minutes on WCCO. The morning news continues.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.